There we go.
Hello?
Yeah.
You can hear me?
Yeah, you don't sound like a fucking alien no more.
Yo, I had an echo.
Okay, is it working?
Hello?
It's 10 times better.
Hello?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here.
Y'all can hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. I was just
All
talking to
right.
you.
Okay. No, because I was talking the last time and it just, y'all said y'all couldn't hear me. I was like, what?
Yeah, I couldn't hear you, so.
So, this is the first time it has ever went like this smooth. But okay, man, it's been a while, bro.
Fuck yeah, it's been months. It was like, yeah, I don't think we did one this year. I don't think we have.
I think we, nah, probably not.
Low key, what an honor to be the first one back, like
Yeah.
in months.
Yeah.
I mean, you're gonna be a daily, so just get used to it, nigga.
Are you
But
for real?
I guess this is the riff. I think we're gonna change the name, cause.
Why? It's lazy, dog.
Yeah, I did make the name, but we probably I'm gonna probably do something in Photoshop to change like the artwork or whatever.
Go ahead, bro.
But
That would be cool.
yeah, it's
Yeah,
Kevin. It's Kevin here. It's Kevin back. Y'all can
dude.
introduce yourselves, by the way.
Okay. I'm Rhea. I'm 20 years old. I'm in college. I'm a social science major, and I talk a lot of shit, so
Wow.
yeah.
You talk a lot of shit.
I
Okay,
have
that's
so
fair.
many strong opinions. Like, I've always thought that, like, podcasts need me.
Oh
That's
my.
good.
All right, Isaiah, you go, nigga.
Yeah, my name is Isaiah, and everything else is none of your business. That's
All
it.
right. So let's just jump into like the main topic. We're gonna talk about the finals first and then the other topics later.
right.
First of all, the Raptors, IEIE, are you dumb or are you stupid? Choose one.
Why do you fucking keep saying that, dog?
Yo, cuz I'm so happy for the Raptors, bro. You don't understand, bro. Like, the Warrior Dynasty is done. I'm so happy with
How is
that.
it done?
Because basically LeBron James is gonna win a ring. Four rings LeBron, basically. AD has
Okay. Yeah, I agree with that. But how is it over, though? You're not answering my question. How is the dynasty over?
Because Kevin Durant, he's gonna be out for a whole year, and the Warriors are not making the
What? You sound like a bro. What? So Curry and Klay? When Klay's back after February, you're saying they're gonna
playoffs.
do nothing?
Klay is not coming back into the playoffs, and he's not going to the playoffs. So,
Yes, they all, bro. Draymond and Curry, they can get like the 6 seed, 6, 7 seed.
Draymond is a bum.
No, he's not a bum. He's just not an all-star.
Yeah, he's a fucking bum, bro.
He's not a bum. He's just not an all-star.
But
Like, the.
anyways, it was a good finals, bro. I don't feel no sympathy for the Warriors at
You
all
don't?
for injuries because when it happened to LeBron, niggas wasn't hearing that shit. So
So you don't feel sympathy at all just because of those people?
no, because like when those injuries happened to Kevin Love and Kyrie, people was like, "Oh, LeBron, you're supposed to win a ring anyways."
No, but some people were in between saying, oh, that's fucked up.
The majority wasn't sympathizing with LeBron. Let's keep it real.
I mean,
Yeah,
it's.
exactly. So I'm
No,
like,
you
and
didn't
you
even let
wouldn't
me
even.
fucking finish.
You
Yes, I
literally
was.
stutter. You like,
Yeah, all
all
right. Bro, it's because you interrupted me. What?
right, all right. Go ahead.
Bro, what was I even gonna say?
Exactly.
Exactly. No. Nah, you fucked up
And
my thought, bro.
I don't want to ramble on too much about this, but just know, I don't think Kawhi is gonna stay.
You don't think so? No, actually, I don't either. I don't either.
Nah, he's just like I think he's going to Compton, going back to Compton. But yeah, it was a good NBA Finals. I liked it though.
What was your favorite game in it, though?
Favorite game? Let me see. I mean, last game was pretty lit with Van Fleet, but Kawhi didn't play good.
Yeah, he was a shitter that game.
I think Kawhi is not, like Kawhi said it himself, he's not trying to play hero basketball. He's a role player, a role player superstar, if that makes
Yeah.
sense by any means.
You bro, no. He's top five in the NBA.
Yeah, but he's never going to be like LeBron James or like Michael
Bro,
Jordan. And
yes, he will. He can.
I don't think he wants to be that.
That's what I'm saying. He can, but he doesn't give a shit. Just look at him, bro. He doesn't care.
Yeah, he doesn't
want to. Just play is just to play. He just wants to play, bro. That's it.
He just wants to win championships, and I feel it.
I don't even think he wants to win. I think he just wants to play the game in general, bro.
Nah, he said
whether he wins or not.
In a couple interviews, he said, yeah, I want to win a championship. And that's what he's mainly came into. He made sure his body was healthy and all of that.
That's crazy. I don't know how he expected to win a championship in Toronto.
He did.
I'm saying, like, before everything happened, like, bro, I would never expect them to win.
Before we close out this discussion about the NBA Finals, a fun fact is Kawhi Leonard has one of the highest winning percentage. So if he goes to your team, your win percentage goes up like crazy.
Yeah, of course.
And that's just because of him being on both of the floor sides, playing good defense and now good offense.
Yeah, he's the best defender in the league, and his offense is fucking insane, dog.
All right, big ups to Toronto.
Nah, he's top three. Not top five. He has to be top three.
You know, I will discuss this with you after the podcast.
Yeah, LeBron, KD, and Kawhi, top three.
Well, you're forgetting about Anthony Davis, man. That's crazy.
No, he's top five.
All right, bro. What is the next topic we're going to talk about? That's all. As I log into Twitter.
Women's validation.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I remember because I have so many strong opinions on this.
Well, I'm...
Yeah, no, I want her to start. She didn't say anything about the finals.
Yeah. You go ahead. You go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. And this is coming based on, like, my experiences and what I've seen women do. Women are... will literally fuck themselves up for validation. And I don't care what they say. It is for male validation, like, 99% of the time.
Yeah.
So... everything they do, like, the posts that you see that are very popular on social media nowadays and, like, tweeting in, like, a reckless manner, like, all that shit you see, 100% for male validation.
Oh, shit.
So. Yo. And I'm a girl, so I don't personally do that stuff because I don't care for it. I don't like strangers' access to me, I guess. But... for sure. That's my opinion.
Well, you got anything to say, Isaiah? Because I got a lot to say.
Go ahead. I don't have anything crazy like you guys do, but I'll go out.
Alpha male strategies?
For that shit.
Yo, but I do feel what you're saying because a lot of things, and like, I was going to say this, and I don't like saying it, but... it's like the simple truth that we live like we basically live in a man's world. And I say that for many reasons, because if you look at any like the leaders in the world right now, or even like some of the religions, their main figures are probably male. And you might say like God is like an omni being, but when you go look at the Bible or anything, God is a masculine term. It's not goddess.
Yeah.
And so when you look at things like that, There's many reasons why, and it's mainly because I feel like men over the years are basically stronger, and so we're the oppressors for those women.
Are you saying stronger, like physically?
Yes, and that's the main reason for some of the things that's happened, you know. Mm-hmm. And once you get more knowledge is power, obviously, you're gonna work into your favor, you know. And so a lot of those things have come down the lines. And I've even seen it with women. Like, some women are, like, gay just because of men. Like, at gay.
Yeah, groups. I've seen that. I've definitely seen that.
And they'd be like, oh, no, that's not cool at all. And you're only saying that's cool because men glamorize that. And even with, like, makeup and stuff like that, it's all for, like, some type of validation. And I've seen it.
It is. And I even wear makeup, like, when I go to class or when I go to work. And I didn't like to admit it. I would say, like, no, I just do it for myself. But it's really just to fit a standard that's been kind of set in stone. I'm sure there are other people that do it for, like, artistic reasons. But
yeah.
I would say the main reason is for validation. And it shouldn't – I don't want to say, like, it's, like, a bad thing, like, ultimately a bad thing. Because if you think about it, wanting validation and reassurance is kind of innate to human nature. Like, men want validation, too.
Yeah.
Like, when you guys are talking about, like
– yeah, it's harmless.
Yeah. But to, for men, like, you're, like, you know, size matters and stuff like that. Like, men want validation in that area too. Like, it's normal for everyone. I just think that nowadays, in terms of social media, like, it's gone way too far. Like, to the point where some women genuinely need to go seek out therapy, because they would do literally anything to get that that validation,
that fix, you know. And
yeah,
and I was gonna say, even when like a woman is in a relationship, it don't stop. You know, she might have, the dude might see the girl without any makeup, but let me give you this example. Like, when they're going out, she has to look good. She doesn't want to. She doesn't want to look bad, because she cares about other people's opinion and other people seeing her out.
Yeah.
And the same with the hair and all of that. It's like big ass combination of it. And I was gonna say something else, because, hold on, somebody's calling me. Y'all can take the conversation right quick. Hold on.
What the fuck?
The fuck, dude?
Okay, what do you think then? Because
what do I think? I think that, yeah, people, like, women, they beg for validation a little bit too much nowadays. It's gotten worse as of 2019. The thing is, before, like, 2015, 2014, it was decent. It wasn't as crazy as it is now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I'm back.
Like,
yeah, okay. I see it.
The way, sure. Yeah, the way, like the way they take social media and taking pictures of themselves so serious, to the point, like, for example, like the app Facetune. These women use, yes, this app so crazy, oh, to make themselves look crazy, like, hella, yes, good. Facetune.
I never heard of that.
No, Facetune. Oh my god, like, almost all the Instagram models and, like, celebrities even will use Facetune, and essentially they can, like, make their skin really clear. They can make their body look really good, like, make their hips pop out more, their waist smaller, and, like, their ass bigger and stuff. And it's just so, honestly, it's just so fucked up. And it seriously fucks with women's self-esteem. Like, young girls, like, if I had a child right now, I would not let her have an Instagram, because it would really mess with her mental.
You sound like a robot right now, bro. Yeah, you're sounding pretty bad. Yeah. You want to join and come back? You hear this, man?
I can barely hear him.
Yeah, he's going to join and come back. Right. But that's crazy.
Yeah, and it's so messed up.
And Isaiah knows that from personal, like, me from personal, like, I've been through some situations where, like, mm-hmm, you know, I've seen it, like, I witnessed it, you know?
Yeah.
A girl just, you know, on her phone, just, like, crazy, and, like, it was, I was like, you could put the phone down, like,
yeah,
it's not that serious.
I literally, honestly, I'm not even gonna lie, because, like, I'm guilty of it too in some aspects, obviously not to the extreme, but, like, some behaviors, like, that I would, like, I love to take pictures of myself, and it's not healthy, honestly, and I've been stopping lately, but, like, yeah.
I didn't pick up another phone call. Somebody called me in my house. This dumbass nigga, bro. Rejoin the fucking call. But yeah, keep on talking. We're going to keep on talking until you come back.
Yeah, so essentially it's like, I don't want to put the blame on women, but there needs to be some accountability taken, because if you think about it, it's like a factor of socialization. Like, we're socialized to be desirable, I guess. Like, women, no woman wants to feel ugly. Welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah.
So, yeah, no woman wants to feel ugly and stuff. Like, we kind of grow up with this thing, like, if men don't desire you, then, like, what worth do you have in your life? So, not as, like, extreme like that, but, like, it's a matter of socialization. So, it's, like, it's something, like, deeply embedded in society that,
yo,
obviously be broken. So
you should really watch Alpha Male Strategies.
What?
Yo, I mean, so this is the thing about Alpha Male Strategies. I want you to watch his videos, but you're gonna be hot. Yeah, you're gonna be highly offended.
I'm sure I will, because it sounds offensive. Alpha Male Strategies.
But once you, like, you understand what he's saying, and for a dude, I don't take anything 100% from them, but
yeah,
a lot of things he's saying is true. And so,
like, what? Can you give me an example?
So, for example, there's women nature and there's men nature. And what you got to think about is we're creatures, we're animals, right?
Yeah.
And so you think about a dog, a lion, a bear. You think about animals in general. A female and a male. A female wants somebody to provide for her. That's woman nature.
Okay, I can see that.
Some of the things are like, we are animals. We want to, you know, mate. We want to have children. The main thing of like a human is to, you know, reproduce. Any animal wants to reproduce. And so when you start to think about that, there's stuff in humans and like women for general, they do like mind game. They do like, it's a bunch of shit they do for to mate.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with animals. So some of the shit is women nature, basically.
Okay, then can I ask you, do you think those mind games work?
Oh, definitely.
You do. But then everyone will say, like, oh, I hate when people play games and shit. But then, you know, like, everyone wants to admit that, like, they actually do work.
You might not like
playing. I think there's a line with shit like
I think the way that we kind of think of it as like mind games is kind of the reason why a lot of people won't like believe the science behind it. But I think what we really believe in is established human behavior, like this, patterns in human behavior.
Yeah, and this is what you got to understand.
Like the law of scarcity. I'm sorry, I cannot talk. The law of scarcity in economics, like it's an established pattern, and it's like a rule now. And it's the same thing with like, I don't know, like interpersonal relationships and shit. So,
and what I was gonna say is, before I like you started talking, it's like basically, the mind games is subconscious. People don't understand that. Some girls, not always. No, like most of them are subconscious. Even if you don't want to play the game, life is a big ass game. If you don't want to play the game, somebody else is playing the game and they're playing better than you. So you literally always have to play the game of life. And that's simply how it is, cut and dry. I was going to say, some people just don't give a fuck about you at a certain age. And it shows. Yeah. People will use anything to benefit themselves. And once you kind of understand that and you put yourself in that, everybody's out for themselves. And there's only a few people that actually give a fuck about people in general. You know?
Without the games?
Without even, like, for example, there's only a few people that's out to, like, you. It's kind of hard to say because everybody wants something for themselves. Everybody's that's looking true. for something. We all want something to fulfill ourselves. Even if somebody is sharing, they want somebody to feel better so they feel better.
Mm-hmm.
You see how it is? It's all for us. It's never like, it's hard to find people that's really just, like, do it just because.
Do you think that even exists?
It does exist.
Do you really think it does exist?
That? Yeah, there's some people.
Think it exists?
Most definitely.
Yeah, like there's people out there that's like literally like fucking angels.
Like, I don't know. I don't believe altruism exists.
You don't? Why?
Let me explain why. Because listen. When you do things that are good, like that society perceives as good, you do it because you know you'll get that feeling in your like heart, like, oh, I'm such a good person, like. And it kind of validates you in a way, so it's not truly altruistic if you're benefiting from it and you enjoy that. Like, would you do it if you didn't feel like virtually anything? Like, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
No, I feel like some people don't notice it like as much as how you're making it.
And it depends. It depends where you grew up at and like what you were based around and how. And how those principles were set up for you as a kid. Yeah. Because your childhood is very important, you know?
Yeah, definitely important to and integral to your development as an adult.
There's so much shit to talk about, bro. Like, me and Isaiah, we were literally having this conversation, like, that text conversation. We were just talking about the world in general. Like, everything wants to be balanced, you know?
Yeah.
And certain things in life, it's really crazy to... Like, my mind is, like, racing with so many thoughts, but this topic is going somewhere else, but...
Yeah.
It might as well go. So...
Yeah.
We were talking about some frequency shit, you know?
Yeah.
spiritual soul.
Yeah.
But how different frequencies affect the human body. And if you know, like, I think 60% or more, we're made out of water. right?
He was 70, right?
Yeah, we're majority made out of water.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people connect that with horoscopes because, you know, the moon changes the tide of the water or whatever.
Yeah.
And it makes fucking waves and shit. But we're not open sources body of water, so it doesn't affect us mm-hmm. like that. But basically, a lot of other stuff affects us, like temperature, mm-hmm. music, different fucking frequencies of music affect, like, the water in our body. It makes us feel a certain way.
I haven't read much into that, but I could see how it would affect you subconsciously.
Yeah,
I'm because, sure there's a science behind it. Like, not a like, pseudoscience, but, like, evidence-based.
Yeah, and even our brain is, like, made up a majority of water. So when you start to think about that and in detail, it's like, damn, like, shit can affect us and affect how we feel in different ways. And even food, you know?
Oh, for sure, food. Definitely.
Food and what you drink and what you eat, it all literally, affects our body.
Yeah, a lack of proper nutrition can literally make you depressed. Like, it could really exasperate your mental health. So I know for a fact that's definitely an important part.
Too much of anything is bad for you.
Yeah, I would definitely say that.
And that's the whole point where I was thinking about, like, balance and, like, the world in general, because everything wants a balance, you know? It can't have too many good things in this world, because, I mean, if the world was all good, then it'd be bad. Like, if everybody was successful, the world, I wouldn't want
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I agree with that. Actually, I agree with you.
Economy would yeah. be fucked, you know, dog.
Yeah.
Like if I worked super hard to get where I'm at, and the same nigga got the same amount of money as me, I don't want that shit. That's,
it would also
that's not cool.
Productivity.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. And then if it's, like,
the less your work back, would not get done, like...
Yeah, it would not.
Exactly.
And so people ask, like, how do we stop poverty and shit? Like, how do we... It's kind of hard to say because, like, I think we're living in, like, the probably most balanced world yet. Like, we can't really do anything. We have to have everybody with a equal opportunity, but not given, like, the same amount of, you know, money.
Well, equal distribution yeah. of wealth, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. It's just, like, it's kind of hard.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, because I always think about how, like, people will, like, say something like, why don't these celebrities just use their money to solve poverty and, like, countries
They're not
Africa.
Obligated to do shit.
Yeah, first, they're not obligated, but what I want to say is, I feel like doing that could really fuck with the global economy in general, which sucks because, like, you want people to have, like, access to food and water because, like, that's, like, human, like, that's human rights, honestly. Whatever you believe in, that's a valid human rights, like, request. And it's so weird because, like, I always think about how we can't really ever truly solve global poverty as much as we want to, because... In a society where, like, capitalism mainly thrives, like, in the Western world, there has to be poor people, and there has to be an unequal distribution of wealth.
Yeah, they gotta have somebody at McDonald's.
It encourages productivity. Exactly. It's the reason, and it's so fucked up, and I don't like to admit that, but it's true.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Yeah, it's true. Even those kids at the sweatshops, man, that's so fucked yeah. up. Like, there would be nobody there if everyone had
yeah,
a
Yeah, they wouldn't armor. Be there to make... So, like, if you, like... It sucks that we
I need my McFlurry, bro.
Nah, but it's so fucked up because, like, I still think that food and shelter and water should be, like, accessible. But, like, it doesn't seem like we're ever going to be able to solve, like, the issue of global poverty. Because if you want wealth, you're going to need people
I think if anybody really wants it, no matter where they are, like, in their life, and they're hungry for it, they could get it. It's just going to be hard.
I've heard that perspective before. It's going to be really difficult. And it sucks because certain people have better opportunities.
Yeah.
Like, here, if you're living in America, it's easier. But if you're living in, like, fucking Zambia, then obviously it's not as easy.
You need a certain amount of knowledge and information to really, like,
knowledge
make you
and
strive.
Resources, I would say.
Yeah.
Resources are a big thing.
So there's not really anything such as common sense, and there's no such thing as a good as bad, because society has made good and bad. And people go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, I always think about this because I always think about how the economy, like, people, there's either communists or capitalists, and it's like, neither seems really, like, that great, but, like, capitalism seems slightly better, only in the sense that the government wouldn't have complete control over, like, everything. So, I don't know, though. What do you guys think?
What do you think of it? No, I'm asking you. I want to hear what you have to say. I'm interested in what you have to say right here. Because I feel like I know what you're going to say.
About capitalism?
Yeah.
I mean, not just strictly capitalism. I mean, just, like, in anything that we, like, involve ourselves in. Like, there has to be, there's going to be a good and there's going to be a bad. And it sucks, but that's life.
That's just the world, bro. I can't say anything because it's like, those kind of questions is kind of hard. Like, I think it's the best way our world is working.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about good and bad, you know. And I was thinking about Mormons, for a fun fact. Because Mormonism started, like, not too long ago. And it's actually still happening in Utah. And I read a book in high school. My teacher, her name was Mr. Rand, or whatever. And we learned about this shit. And so I think about good and bad and morals and stuff like that. And, like, just society in general. Like, these kids literally brainwashed to think that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I think about, like, society and, like, anything that's good or bad, you can't really... Is there really a good or is there really a bad?
I actually always think about that.
And it's crazy to say, but we say sometimes, if I see somebody killed, that's going to be bad. But I really don't know. Like, yeah. What if all of that information was erased from us?
Yeah, because, like context and everything, like, it all matters. And... who's to say what they did is, like, out of, like, genuine bad intentions? Like, we really don't know that.
And I mainly think that's where, like, a lot of religions and beliefs came from just installing moral beliefs.
Yeah, my government teacher would always say morals were derived from, like, religion and stuff.
And you see that in the Bible. You see that in any fucking religion. They say, you do this, this, and this. Oh, you going to heaven.
Yeah,
you do this,
exactly.
This, and this. You going to hell.
So that's why, like, when people say murder is bad, that's basically off of, like, of what everyone, like, their opinion, like you said, the religion. So that all that shit is basically strictly off of what, like, everyone's beliefs. But who knows what truly is right or wrong? There is no true right or wrong. If you think about it, it's just based off what everyone thinks, off of religion, off of the Bible, off of whatever.
It's the majority. Majority rules.
Yeah, exactly. The majority rules.
But don't you think it's good that we have, like, a strong moral code that kind of guides where people's beliefs should be?
Yeah, it seems
to
right.
To an extent.
It seems right. So, this thing. You could think about fucking, for example, gay people in the fucking Bible. In the Bible, it said... gay people were wrong, and now they kind of, like, you know, fixed the word. And, oh, it's cool to be gay, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some of the things, I mean, I'm not religious by any means, and I respect anybody that's religious, because, you know, different things do different things for different people. But
yeah.
I cannot sit here and read any book that was written by a person.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I think there's a higher being that's more too complicated for me to even understand it.
You think so?
Yeah, this.
I do. I'm Muslim, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I just think there's things that is too complicated for me to understand. So I don't even take my time to even worry about those things because I know I'm here to live.
Yeah.
I wake up every day and I breathe. My body wants to keep going, and so I tie that and connect that with life. You learn a lot of things. I wake up because I want to live, because if I didn't want to live, then I wouldn't be breathing air.
So what do you think your purpose is?
Well, your purpose is to live and be happy and have fun. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't like the feeling of pain. I don't like the feeling of sadness. I don't like the feeling of being mad. So obviously the best feeling is to be happy and enjoy what you're doing about life. And I want to live long, because if I think about death and stuff like that, that's not really pleasing to me. Like, if I wanted to die, my body would just, like, die. Oh, dying is lit. Die right now. Yeah. No, it's not like that. I want to live for something, because probably there's nothing on the other side.
Dying is better than what you think, though.
How can you say that? You really don't know.
Wait, he's, what'd he say?
Dying is probably better than what you think.
Nah, why do you think that?
That's what I'm saying. You think but that because...
Our ideas of death come from, like, again, what we've grown up to, like, what we were exposed to, yeah, and, like, what we see on TV. Mm-hmm. Like, we really don't know what happens afterwards. I mean, obviously, some people have their beliefs based on their...
Oh, there's some true stuff. There's some true stuff religious... that comes out. Like, after you die, there's a chemical release that puts you in a dream state for a certain amount. So I kind of believe what happens is when you die, your brain releases that chemical.
I mean, that your brain's still alive for a couple of minutes while you're dead,
yeah,
bro.
That's fucking scary.
Yeah, and it puts you in a dream state. So whatever you think the afterlife is going to be, that's going to be for you. And then your body just decomposes and you go back into the ground.
How do they study that, though? Because...
A chemical release.
No, I know. But, like, how do they know that's what happens?
Yo, science is crazy.
Yeah.
But you have to test that on, like, people who are deceased, no?
Science is crazy. Like, you had to look it up. I just know that's a fact.
Yeah.
Science is crazy, but there needs to be, like, substantial evidence,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Like, it's like, how did you measure this and like what like confounding variables like were involved
because with. There's such things as like what is it called like
I'm not saying it's not right because I haven't looked into it so I really don't know
but no I'm like saying like how would dopamine
they measure that
you know there's like chemical like you know hormones dopamine shit like that
yeah
the stuff that makes us feel good you know yeah. When you that's what a lot of people get off of validation. They get that fucking dopamine.
It's dopamine hit.
It's an addiction, you
that
know?
Good dope.
Kevin, I have a question for you. Do you think religion ruined, like, the earth?
Oh, no. Let me tell you, because I have something to say to this.
Okay. Do you think religion ruined the earth?
Let me tell you something. No, because regardless of whether religion was introduced to this earth or not, like... destruction would still occur because it's innate human nature, first of all. And second of all, people just use religion as a tool for propaganda and for like gaining that control. But it is not the sole reason why destruction is like occurring on Earth. And let me just say there's this quote by this philosopher and he was like the main reason religion, monotheistic religion at least, was introduced is not to tell man that there is a God, but to tell man that he is not God. Which is to it kind of shows you and reflects that like
kind of humble your ass.
Yeah, like humans think that they're so capable of everything that they're greedy for control and power and shit like this. And at the end of the day, like if you believe in a religion, like you will answer to your God. And all this like fucked up shit you see is it's a result of free will, regardless of whether religion was introduced or not. So
yeah,
like where would our morals come from if not from like those religious texts, you know?
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, I feel like we're the most evolved creature, and a lot of things that we wonder, we already know. Humans are very curious about things, and so religion was made to basically fill that curiosity.
Make sense of the world? Yeah.
Yes. And another thing for religion, and why I can't, like, choose one or believe in any is because there's so many religions. Who am I to say what is right and what is wrong? You know, that'd be fucking dumb of me and idiotic because I feel like I would have to read up on all these religions. First of all, what is the first one? How can I be saying which one is true? You know, people believe in so many stuff, and it truly depends on your culture and what you're around. Literally.
It plays a role for sure.
If you're from the Middle East, you're gonna believe that. If you live in the South, you're gonna be doing a Christian Holy Bible shit because of the shit that you're surrounded. So it depends on the area you're around. Unless there's a few people that actually decide to go into other religions because they do their own research. But still, it's still those religions that are the top three.
Christianity. Muslim. Islam and Judaism.
Yeah, you know, so I look at it like that, and once I look at it, I'm like, nah, I can't really do this because I know these are just words written by another person.
Yeah, you know, I just don't deal with any of them. Like, I don't.
And like, I really feel like back in the day, like, niggas were like, over exaggerating about certain things. Like Jesus walking on water, I'm like, he walked on a puddle, my nigga.
Honestly, I feel like that's the beauty of life, though. Like, to be able to make, to search for your own truth and not like, like, there is no absolute, because, like, none of us can prove what is right and what is wrong. And that's why it's, like, if only people actually respected it. But a lot of people don't. But it just shows, like, there's so much diversity in thought. And it should be appreciated, but it's really not. And it kind of sucks.
I also don't believe in, like, blind faith.
Blind what?
Blind faith.
What is that?
Oh, okay.
When people, like, when people just pray to God that things happen better, if you don't put the action or actually try, you know,
I don't believe nothing's that at
gonna
all.
Nothing's gonna fucking happen. You can sit here.
For me personally, I believe in trusting God, but tie your camel. So,
I believe in karma. If you do good things will happen back to you. If you do bad things, bad things definitely get back to you. I don't know how that shit works, but it does.
Yeah, I've experienced it way too much. To not like deal with it.
Especially the good or the bad?
Both.
Especially if you do some good.
Yeah.
If you do some good and enough people are like, oh shit, like he did something good for me. He deserved that. Or like you can get a connection by, oh, this dude is crazy. He did this shit for me for free. Go talk to him. People know different people. It's connections.
Yeah, for sure.
Come on.
What's the next?
Was
that all?
Where'd he go?
Shit. Yeah. I keep on. Don't mind me.
No, what are you doing? Like you said, it's social media addicting, Kevin. You think it's addicting?
Of course they got tools to keep you on social media.
For sure.
How?
Literally.
The reason why we still use it, like.
I deactivate mine for like 3 weeks or whatever, and
the
I'm
longest
able to,
I've gone was 3 months.
I can go for longer, but I mean, where I'm heading in my career is like I'm gonna need social media for work, so it's like. So, you know, but definitely they have tools like ads and like certain shit to keep the person on there because that's how they make money.
Yeah. It's,
I mean,
it's
duh. That's what anything does that like, involves the internet.
It's certain selling stuff. Like kind of like a dream life on there.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically with Instagram, I would say. Of, like, you know, with Insta models, which, by the way, are actually escorts. And
they're escorts? Why do you say they're escorts? I want to hear you elaborate on this.
No, listen. I thought it was a joke, but a lot of Instagram models are actually high-end escorts where they get flown out for vacation by these rich people and they do sexual activities.
Like Future.
Okay, yeah, no, that's actually right. What the fuck?
Yeah, so.
It happens all the time.
That's how they get.
We don't really call them escorts, we just call them hoes.
Yo. No, there's a difference.
For the most part,
yeah. Hoes are like, no. Hoes are like, you know, they're local, they just, you know.
Nah, it's
liberated, and then you got escorts who.
Yeah, you can be a global hoe. It doesn't matter.
They got some hoes that do it just for the club.
Exactly.
Oh God. It's fucked out here, man.
But definitely social media is like it's addicting and it's like it's a problem for a lot of people.
Yeah, it's a problem for me. I'm trying to stop, but like there's no source of entertainment when you go off. Like
yes there is.
Like what? Like throughout the day when you're in class, at work.
Bro, like, it's literally life. I lived life without social media for, like, up until I was, like, 11th grade.
And back in the day, it was easier because not everyone was, like...
Social media till I was...
Yeah, like, it was not that hard. Like, I played video
games. Yeah, but we were, like, kids back then. I'm talking about now as adults.
Even still.
No, I get what you're saying.
No, because, like, everyone's on social media, so if you're not, like, on it, you don't know what's happening with anybody, you don't
know, like, what's up to date with shit.
Yeah, like it's hard to stay away from it because everyone is so like engulfed in it.
Not really. Like I'll be on my game and I'm just cool with that.
Well, then you're different. Like,
no, a lot of people are like that.
I don't know. I don't see it that often because it's
because you don't have a gaming system, so you don't understand.
Like, yeah, okay, do you not like video?
I don't. I don't play video games at all.
Has a certain agenda. Basically, video games and like my hobbies and whatever. I never really needed the internet for entertainment or anything because the people I know are funny enough, and like I only use social media strictly for women. And so when
are
I came
serious?
Up, yes, that's what a lot of
women. Yeah, he's not lying.
That's what a lot of dudes do, and they
no
they
go, way.
And a lot of dudes are only on social media for fucking bitches, bro. Like I swear to God, like me
serious?
Myself included. Yes.
Hell yeah.
You think a nigga would be on social media if they had no women?
I would still be on social media.
Well, them niggas would not be there.
Good.
I'm telling you, that's the truth. That's the hard truth about it. And
I don't think so. Sometimes people just like to talk a lot. That's when you have social media.
I just have social media to laugh and be updated. I do think
while I'm bored. Like that's the reason why I do it. I don't have Instagram though, so
that's definitely
Instagram's ass.
What? Yeah. Not having an Instagram?
No, it sucks. Instagram sucks. Like, it's boring. There's nothing interesting on there.
Instagram sucks.
It's a little kid shit on there.
Yeah.
Yo, I think you could say this for firsthand. Like when I got a girlfriend, I wasn't even on social media.
Yeah, you weren't.
But that's the thing, though. I know if I get a boyfriend, I probably would not be on social media either.
It's to the point where you actually have like a good like social life.
Like, yeah, that's what I need to get to work
on. If you have a good social life, you will never be on social media. I'll tell you that. If you have friends to go out with and you do certain stuff.
And people who are productive and shit.
Yeah. Literally, when I go to school sometimes, like, I don't even be on social media. I only get on social media when I'm at home.
But school is so boring. Like, I'll be in class and I don't really pay attention, so I go on Twitter for that reason.
No, I'd be paying attention now. Like, I got too much to lose. I'm in college. Ooh, like,
I do too, but I teach myself.
Yeah.
So. See, well, if I'm bored or whatever, I just look around. I have a friend in the classroom. We talk about stuff.
Nah, I'll just go
and
on Twitter.
You know, and the thing
I'm not socialize you, bro. Can't do it.
A lot of other things though, but I have a diverse friend group in like real life. Like there's like white people I know, there's a stripper I know, there's black people, white people, you know, and just being around those type of people, you know, you get this mixture, you know, shit, you just chill with, you know, you gotta have that chill group of people. I never be on my phone. Like for Snapchat, people be like, why are you always home? Because when I'm out, I don't record anything.
Nah, man.
Yeah, I feel you.
I'd be in the moment, bro. I don't like
I
to
would.
Do that.
Sometimes if it's like really, because I want the memories.
The
like,
memories.
It's a post. It's just for the memories.
Yeah. That's the only one I pull out my phone is for the memories. I don't pull out just to show people where I'm at.
Yeah, like looking back on your memories is always so.
Yeah.
It brings a sense of nostalgia, and I love that. Remembering where I was.
I just record stuff to put in my memories now. Like, I won't even post it sometimes because sometimes people don't need to know what I'm doing. They don't need to know about my life.
That's why I'm really private on my Twitter. I don't know if you've noticed, but like I'm always mass cleaning my following.
Like I got something coming up Wednesday. I'm gonna record that.
Yeah. Exactly.
I said,
you know what I'm talking about.
You're recording that.
What?
You recording it?
Wow. I'm gonna record it. Hell yeah.
What?
Don't worry about it right yet. All
right, okay.
I'm gonna tell you later.
You probably already know.
I got an idea.
Yeah, you got an idea.
What's the idea? You could just say it. I don't care.
I'm not saying.
I'm saying it's supposed to be White Girl Wednesday.
Oh my God.
Oh my White God. Girl Wednesday.
No, it really is. That's crazy.
I can't believe that's it.
Oh yeah, it's a white girl too. What the fuck?
Who's a white girl?
You. But anyways,
I'm not white.
I'm not white.
I know you're
African. Fuck that.
She don't know that. She don't know to have. You want me to tell you?
What do you think?
So look, okay, boom, 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 boom. So basically, I got my.
I know. I my voice. I know you like white women. I didn't know that.
So this is just a friends with benefits to hold me out and for practice for my life.
Oh, you're a white woman?
Huh? What?
The white woman that you have?
She's just a friend.
With benefits.
Yes, you know, something okay. Casual.
All right, I'm picking it up. Okay.
But yeah, I just need a roster of women that I'm not really attracted to date.
People to do those that? Things.
Hell yeah!
How
yeah.
Do, yep. do that?
So I do that. Shit.
Wait, so you guys talk to people you're not attracted to?
No, like not.
I mean, to a certain level.
What like, the fuck is like, wrong oh, with
like,
men?
I like this girl. But, like, I mean, we gotta practice for
yeah,
our
that's
wives.
Bullshit. You
no.
Hoe out.
No. No. Listen. Let me explain this to you. So, there's women that like are like average.
Okay.
I have standards where I want the woman I want to be with to be, you know, amazing, beautiful, crazy like that. But as a man, I get horny. You know what I'm saying? I want to go crazy.
Oh
so,
my God.
I need options. You know, I need options on the table. And it's not. Wait, and it's not.
Now, as a woman, you don't have options. That you don't want to have options.
I'm celibate.
That's good for you. But like I was saying, like I was saying, this is what I'm gonna say is, the term hoe. I don't slut shame. I don't hoe shame women. If you want to have sex, go ahead, go crazy. Because a lot of niggas just be calling these girls hoes because they couldn't. They couldn't fuck them. That's why. Yeah. And if you're single, go ahead and experience, because this is what happened like to a lot of people that don't have sex until marriage or anything. Sex is very important, and I'm gonna say this for like at the young age. I don't think so. It is kind of because
it's important. Hell
it's
yeah.
important because y'all think it's important. Like, you convince yourself. That
No. Let me explain this to you.
Yeah. True love explain. Can flourish without intercourse.
Jeez, poor guy. I never had to deal with that.
Yo.
I'm serious. Because that's how you learn, like, how they think and, like, how they process their emotions, and you see their perspective on life.
Wait, let me say this first. Because I understand what you're saying, but you also, it's like, if you get sex out of the way on, like, the first date or whatever, a lot of dudes end up lying, wanting to be in a relationship with a girl just because they want sex. And then when they have their sex, they be trapped, and then they feel like, I didn't really want to. Yes, it happens to it happens to the majority of the fucking relationships you now see a day.
Imagine,
I'm not. How do you not know this? This is simple
Why
knowledge.
Yeah, this
no,
is.
I know.
Bro,
I
know women act like they don't know how men act.
No. Listen. I know that men will get into relationships for the consistent sex. I didn't think that they would like continue it though for more than like 3 months. If like I don't know, like
they'll drag it as long as they want.
And that's why they cheat, you know, because they just want it. Because if they ask a woman. I asked a girl if they wanted to just have sex, and be like, "Oh, I'm not a hoe. I don't do that." And it's really men that couldn't hit, and that's why girls feel like, "Oh, they're gonna be called a hoe because if they do that if they're single." When that's not the case at all.
Okay, can I ask you something?
Go ahead.
Do you think then that, like, okay, I don't know how to ask this. Then do you think that relationships at this age are just pointless?
Hmm.
Do you think relationships are this at this age are just pointless if men are just looking to like consistently be?
No.
Then what?
No, not at all.
No.
Then
I mean,
what?
There's different levels to it.
Yeah,
I mean, no, there's different levels to it. If you like, I feel like sex is important because once you get that out, because A, I'm gonna say this, I do not want to be dealing with a girl that don't know how to like do it.
That's so okay, listen.
If that is the case,
if you love her, y'all can work on it.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Y'all gonna end up working on it, and then sometimes it's simply not good. Some It's a lot of factors with, you know, sex. I'm gonna say that.
Men are confusing.
No, it's not confusing at all.
Actually. You're confusing.
But anyways.
I just feel like if you love someone, you can do without the sex.
Hell no.
For at least until, like, oh, for a while.
Bro, what?
For a while. Hell, like, it doesn't need to be done.
Fuck no.
No, hold on. For a while. It doesn't need to be done, like.
If we're friends, way. If we're friends, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But if, like, I mean, if you're my girlfriend, you make me wait 2 weeks without any.
Yeah, bro, fuck.
Are you serious?
I'm going to sit there with blue balls and desert dick. Fuck no. That's,
2 weeks, bro. You're shitting me, bro. 2 weeks without.
Yeah, her. 2 weeks.
Like, you got to go, bro. Like,
y'all,
I don't.
Ridiculous. Are you serious? If yes. You love her, you would wait years.
Wait years.
Years? Imagine waiting years to fuck your girlfriend?
First
no,
of all.
No, okay, not years. Okay, since you guys are, like, westernized, I'm going to say, like, 6 months.
First of all, I have felt what, you know, the poom poom tastes like and feels like. I am not waiting no years.
6 months.
Yeah, the thing is, she don't love me enough for...
That's
making me
bullshit.
Wait.
It's not about you.
Why does she want me to wait that long?
Because she wants to establish probably like a genuine emotional connection without the confusing thoughts of that sex.
First of all, if she hasn't had sex before, it's a high probability that shit is gonna be trash.
What?
Point blank. You know why? Because sex is just like exercise.
No.
It is.
Yeah, day one of your exercise, you're gonna be some dog shit.
Bruh, Tyler, come on.
Think about it, bro. Sex is like a skill, bro. If you don't practice it.
Okay, can I ask you something then?
Yo, yeah.
Then what is the point of getting into relationships?
Getting into relationships? Now. I just told you, like, if you feel like a strong bond between somebody and, like, you connect with them deeply, then yeah, you get in a relationship, you know? There's a lot of factors, you know.
But you wouldn't get into it if there was no sex involved.
Hell no.
Then it's not because of the deep.
Me
bond.
Personally, no.
Huh?
Yes,
no.
It is.
No,
you got to think in a relationship. In a relationship, I care more about the connection aspect more than the sex. But I still want sex. I still want my cereal.
That's valid.
I still want my cereal. But
but we're not saying you're not going to get the cereal. We're just saying you can get the cereal after like 6 months.
Six fucking months, yo.
Y'all are not fucking like addicts.
Like,
no, that's just. I mean, if you're my girlfriend, you make me wait 6 months. Are you really my girlfriend or are you my friend?
Yeah, girlfriend.
But basically,
we can just be friends at that point, man.
No, if you really like the girl, you would wait.
I mean,
if she don't like me enough, if she make me wait.
That's not true.
Yo, you gotta think about it like this.
Why do I gotta go for her need? Why can't she go for mine? Why does it have to be all about her?
Okay, is your concern getting your nut?
Yeah.
Okay, then she can.
Yeah, it's one of my.
Okay,
concerns.
She can use her like.
Yo, what
other
did you,
ways to do
wait,
it.
Wait, look at this. You wait 6 months, and then it's like trash or whatever.
Then y'all work on it.
And then y'all end up not working out. You waste.
You didn't waste 6 months. You learned a lesson.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I say that a lot. You learn life is a
is
a big ass lesson.
You
don't waste time at all. But look. Now that I learned that lesson, he's not going to wait again.
Yeah, exactly.
It's valid for you.
I was just trying to say
wait.
That.
No, it's valid for you to want like that up front. Like, if that's something you consider very important, I'd say go for it. I just don't, I don't personally see it as something like that.
I like to get that out the way because once I get that out of the way.
Do you think you think clearly?
Yes, you definitely.
Really?
Yeah, once you get that, you know, most relationships are more successful after the people have fuck on the first date, right?
Who the fuck said that?
This is a fun fact.
What's the fun fact?
It's a fact.
Go look it up.
He's right.
All
right,
I will.
And it's the reason why, because they realized if they really wanted to be with this girl or it was just something lust.
I do agree, though, that men will wait a while just to fuck you and then leave, though.
Yeah, that's...
That's true, so...
90% of the relationships, if you see that.
Hey, chill. That's not true.
It is, and that's
I see it more as, like, a security
blanket. That's the sad truth.
It's the sad truth.
You agree with that, Isaiah?
It's the sad truth. We're men. We know this.
I'm a woman. I know what relationships are.
I've done this before.
He's done it before.
Haven't done it that long.
No, I've never dated a girl just for that. I told girls straight up right away. I'm a bad. I don't like lying.
No, I don't like lying either. That's why I don't lie anymore. That's why I'm up in front. That's why I'm like, hey, I'm looking for something casual. I first got to get to know you, and then we can actually, you know.
What have you guys said to women who you didn't really want, but you wanted for the time being?
Yeah, I said a bunch of shit.
Like what?
I hit the love bomb. That's what I was doing.
You said love?
Hell yeah. I'd be
like, oh, no. I never done that.
What did
Me, I'm just straight, like with the girls that I don't want at all. I just want to fuck. I literally just say that shit up. I said, I just want to fuck. I just want to beat. That's all I say. That's literally all I say. If they say yes, that's cool. A few.
Okay, I have a question then. Do you ever change your mind?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Like,
you end up wanting them?
That's rare.
Oh, okay.
You know the funny thing? I'm gonna tell you this. This podcast is long, but
yeah, we yeah.
So what?
Yeah, it's no matter. But the funny thing is, I was explaining this to Isaiah and a lot of my friends. It's like, once you don't want a girl, she's crazy in love with you, right?
That's so true.
But as soon as you start reciprocating that energy to her, she falls out in love.
Whoa! Repeat it.
As soon as you not like worried about a girl, you don't really care about her. And this has happened with me and my ex. She loved the shit out of you. And as soon as you start falling in love, she starts falling out of love.
That's low key.
Yeah.
True.
And
yeah.
And
it's the same with men though. Why y'all quiet?
Wow.
I'm thinking right now because.
Think
about
it.
Let me explain.
Thank you.
Men want the woman that is like there's so much uncertainty with, like it's like hard to reach. Like,
no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You say so much uncertainty.
Not so much uncertainty. Like they have to like kind of. I don't want to say the chase, but the ones that they aren't guaranteed. Like, the girl is not guaranteed. Like, they will fight for her more than the girl that they know they have.
Oh, yeah. Niggas want something hard to obtain, of course. But what I was saying is, like, basically, men are, like, routine. We're okay with... Some dudes are okay with just going home every day doing the same routine. With women... A lot of it is like mysterious. They want something mysterious. They don't want something routine wise.
Yeah, and they don't want to know they have you like that.
And a lot of what ends up in a lot of relationship, a lot of women get bored with their husband and their man because it's the same shit every day. And so this is horrible. I don't know why some women are like this. I'm not saying all, but for the majority in my case, I know girls like this. Like if a girl. It's like say if you don't hit your girl up in like 5 hours, she's gonna be like, oh, where is he? Is he cheating on me? She will eat that shit up. She will eat that shit up. She will love you more if you just kept on going home every day for the same time for like a month. But you do it one day out of the week, she'll be like, oh my God, what is he doing? Like, oh, you better not be doing that. Like, because women want something that other women can't obtain.
Okay, so then we're both the same, men and women.
Some men don't really even give a fuck, bro.
No. Men, not always. They are more willing to put in the effort for women that are harder to obtain. Like, if they already know they got a chick, they're not going to, like, it's like, whatever.
It depends on like how they know them.
No, she's right.
No, I'm right because let me tell. It's a human thing. I was talking earlier about the the principle of scarcity, the law of scarcity, whatever, this is what I'm talking about. It subscribes to, like, interpersonal relationships as well. If something is not as available to you, you're going to want it more, and you're going to put in more work.
Hell yeah.
Than to the things that are easily available to you. Like, you know you got it, so why are you going to work for it? You're going to work for the one that you don't got.
I kept my situation, bro, goes across the country, dog. Like, I was trying too hard for that shit.
And then you found out she had Kawhi Leonard hand.
She had what?
Yep.
Kawhi?
Go check up. This nigga hands is shoot,
dog. I don't want to talk about it, man. Hey, man. I mean, that wasn't, like, a crazy issue, but, like, because that was literally the only issue.
It reflects other the than principle, personal. Though.
Yeah, I guess.
I miss
finals. Nah, you know it does. Admit it, it's a human thing. It's not a woman and male thing.
There's a lot of stuff on my brain I'm not saying right now. I'll probably talk to you later and tell you.
Why?
Because, like, a lot of stuff is, like, my brain is rambling right now.
Okay, fine. Okay, so we don't elongate the podcast, then we can just do, like, just say it in the group chat. Because I want to hear this too.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have offline conversations where I'm just talking to you or I'm just talking to Isaiah. We do this every time. Like,
because I would love to hear the male perspective on this shit because y'all are trifling.
What?
Y'all are just trifling.
Hey, bro.
Men ain't shit but hoes and tricks.
Come on, don't say that.
No, that's not true.
I'm not like that. I don't lie to women anymore.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I really don't.
Just said you said
you lied to women.
I said
yeah,
I don't.
You're fucked up.
I said I literally said I don't anymore.
So you said you have. That's the
at least he's grown.
Yeah, bro. Like a lot of stuff.
You tell a girl.
Hell yeah. Jeez, I'll be lying if I never said I lied. For, you know, some pussy.
Okay, at least you're being honest now, though.
Yeah, I'm like, I was a kid back then, and there's certain things you got to know about women, such as, like, the vagina, like, pH levels. You know, some dudes are, like, not mature about that, because a lot of stuff can mess up, and a lot of things go down there, you know? And some people aren't, like, mature enough to understand that, about, like, pH levels, what a yeast infection is,
yeah,
certain stuff. Like, a lot of dudes don't understand that. I understand it could be fishy down there sometimes. You got to take care of your business.
Can we, when we end this podcast, can we just say men ain't shit but hoes and tricks? Like, can that
No, because I could say that about women.
Okay, say that about women. I ain't stopping you.
And women are, like, the most deceiving.
I'm not going to lie. Women are trifling, too. I can't, like, they're terrible.
Bro, you know what I was saying? That you can never really find a woman cheating. And it's true.
Wait, what? Wait, I want to hear this. Why?
Women are so
good at hiding it.
Women are so sneaky. And a guy's not, like, yeah. It's
men don't look for that trouble the way women do. Because men aren't, like, insecurity doesn't overtake a man's life the way that it does a woman. Like, for us, it's like, I'm better than that. Like, I want to be better than, like, the other woman.
Like, a woman could cheat for 10 years and you wouldn't know. That
men like, can do that too, though.
So you're saying my situation could have been going on for longer than
Hell no. You know why I wouldn't say a man can do that? Because a woman would come out. A woman would find that shit.
Yeah. Women go to look for that shit. They'll go through your phone. They'll go through anything.
You'll do anything.
And the type of person I am, I like, I know when something is up. Like, I know when something is up. Like, with anybody I talk to, if I talk to them long enough, I'd be like, yeah. Yo, what's good with you? I could just feel the energy, like, shifting.
Same. And, like, there's a pattern. Everyone has a pattern. If you feel like it's off, I will know.
And that's what
that
I was.
Intuition shit.
And that's what I was saying. Like, a lot of women don't like the same shit. They want some mystery in it. Like, they want to be surprised. They want to be curious. And that's the case for a lot of women, bro.
It's not the case for me.
Are you saying that? But
you say you have a guy wait for months.
You saying that right now? But yeah. Like, I haven't experienced that.
How old are you?
I'm 19.
I'm 20.
You guys are young.
How old are you?
She's 22.
What? How? Okay.
No, I'm 20, not 22, 20.
Oh, 20.
I'll turn 21 this August, by the way.
Okay, then. So. You're so young, too. Talk about some, you got some experience.
Hey, my moon is Taurus.
I don't know shit about that.
Yeah, that shit's whack. My Aries, mental illness. I don't give a fuck.
My Aries is rising, bro. That shit had me weak. I was in the PSN party chat, and I was talking to one of my homeboys, and he was like, I be telling women my Aries is rising, they be eating that shit up. So I'm about to start making jokes and be like, yo, you know, girl, my moon is Taurus. I ain't gonna be knowing what the hell I'm talking about.
Astrology shit is weak.
Hey, bro, I can't handle that shit.
Like the last school you got on my podcast, she was trying to talk about that shit for days, bro. Hey. I'm like, yo, shut up.
Yo, Rosa was OD, bro. I was like, dead ass, like, shut up, bro.
I told her to stop, and she was pissed. She was like, oh, I ain't so pressed. I'm not pressed. I just don't want to hear it.
Yo, actually, Raya, you know what you should do?
What?
Get Discord.
Get the what?
Discord.
Discord?
Yeah, Discord.
What's that?
It's like
Discord is.
It's like a gaming app, but it's used to people to talk to, and basically.
Oh,
you can't...
I can get it. Yeah, is it on iPhone?
Yeah. And basically,
you guys just like what? You guys argue or what?
We talk in there.
Oh, okay.
It's basically like a 10 times better version of Skype.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But we use that to talk to each other instead of like, because we can't, I don't like group FaceTime. It sucks.
Oh, no, we don't do that here.
Yeah, it sucks. Group FaceTime sucks. And it's not like this. So, yeah, we'll talk in there after this, and I'll add you to it.
All right.
He can add you, because I don't know how to add people on there.
You don't know how to, all right, what is
it? Yeah, let
me know when you get it.
And then we can wrap up this fucking podcast and I could post it on Twitter.
Yo, yeah, for real, because it's 66 minutes long.
If people want to listen to it, I don't know who's going to listen to it. You know, we do this for
ourselves. Yo, shit. At least we had an interesting conversation.
Uh-huh. Yo, there's so much information we can lay on the table.
Before, we had a good amount of people, bro. We had a hell of people in our early
bro, that Tyron podcast was heavy jokes, bro.
Yeah, that's the wrong podcast. That shit was... People loved that. People actually liked it. The people I knew were fucking laughing at this.
No, I can't wait to... We gotta get a guest. We gotta get a Bibito on this bitch.
Oh my god, that timeline drama was so insane.
So I wanna know what, like, really what happened.
What timeline drama?
It was Vita, Scandi Sosa.
Oh, the one I was telling you about? Yeah. I barely knew anything about it. It's Scandi. So does he really beat women?
I don't know, bro. Bro, he came into my requested DMs. He's like, why didn't you follow me back? I'm like, bro, I'm fucking with you like that.
Are you serious?
Just do it, bro.
Yeah, I'm like,
don't be a dick. His life is pretty bro, messed he's up
a,
right now.
He's a simp, bro. He got a tattoo of that girl on his chest, bro.
Oh, that's an L.
That's insane. Y'all never do that?
No, bro. Like they had some timeline drama with me. I'll tell you, after this podcast, after you download this podcast.
Is that the old one? Is that the OG timeline drama with you?
Yeah, but like I understand, and you know, a lot of these women on Twitter is just not to wife. Period. I do want to have another flyout though.
It's part of my fault. It's probably my fault why it even happened though.
It's a lot of you niggas' fault because y'all told me to do it.
Yeah, the thing is, you were like, I don't know if I want to do this. I don't really like her like that. I said, bro, look at her. She's fine and she's willing to fly out. You just fucking just try it. Give it a chance. And you're like, okay, I guess.
And I was sad for 3 months, nigga.
Yeah.
Crying.
Yeah, I felt hella bad, bro.
I was like, she don't love me no more. I was like, bro, it was so bad.
Yeah, then I got in that situation. We were both in that situation.
And then I just like, I evolved, and now I'm having white woman Wednesdays.
Oh shit!
You didn't get Discord yet, girl? Come on.
All right, I will.
Are you down right now?
Oh, you want me to do it now?
Yes.
Damn, she wasn't gonna do it.
I'm like,
no,
wait.
That's not true. I thought, hold on.
I'm like, I'm ready to end the podcast so we could go in there and talk, and I gotta doodle and take a shower.
Oh my
said a doo-doo.
I'm going to my best friends. That's why.
Wait, what?
I'm going to my best friends.
Oh, okay.
I'm at her house where right
you,
now.
She's where are you from?
Like, city-wise?
She's from Rucha Kungamonga.
Yo, chill. I'm from Tampa.
Tampa?
She's from Broward.
Ew, don't do that. Don't do that.
Hey, man, let's do Rob make some Broward.
Why is it not downloading? Oh, okay, wait, I got it.
Yo, Discord is fire, though. Like, I like it. I like it so much.
All right, I'm downloading it.
Because, like, when you look at your homepage, it's, like, fire shit.
We gotta make a server.
Yo, right? If we make a server, we don't have to make a YouTube channel or something, bro. Bro, that'd be so dope.
Bro, I wanted to fucking have the podcast video, like webcam, video chat.
That's me.
That'll be way later. Like, I want to do it with way more people, that's why.
Like that show, Backchat London?
Never heard of that.
I don't know that.
That should look insane. They just make stuff like this, and it's like a bunch of people. So
We might have like one more main like person to stay on the podcast, but that'd be it. You know, that'd be it. Three or four, and then it's top. I think this is going to be the... If we find, like, one more person that's, like, coherent, you know, and that I can, like, fuck with, then maybe, you know what I'm saying?
Who would you get in here?
Get a girl. Huh?
Get a girl?
I'm trying... I don't know about that yet.
Why not? Yeah, get one more. Get one more.
Because it's so... It's so hard to find... Because
that's three male experiences versus one female experience. That's
what I'm saying. Yeah, let it break even.
Another thing is, it's so hard to find, like, a competent female on social media.
Come on, so, it is not.
Are you bullshitting me? Exactly. Exactly.
Y'all can end this podcast. I'm going to be with my girl.
Yeah, all right. I think it's perfect.
Hurry up and download it, nigga, so we can add you to the chat.
You don't want to download it?
All right. What's your name?
Oh, I have to register.
I have to register. He's a goofy nigga.
Okay. We good.
And then Isaiah, you add her. And, all right. Go add the thing or whatever. Bro, I can't wait, bro. I can't wait to fucking... When are we doing this again? When y'all want to do it again?
Just when I'm free, which is the days I sent. Okay, I made one.
No, tell him your username. He's going to add you.
It's Raya, R-A-Y-A.
What's the number?
Oh, 4964.
Okay, is it like capital R?
No, it's lowercase r.
Okay. Okay, what's the numbers again?
I'm going to send you a screenshot. It's R-A-Y-A.
All right. This is 73 minutes. Oh, my God.
All right, there you go.
There we go. Oh, I got it.
Okay, it was a blast, guys. That's the real.
Bye.
Talk to y'all later.
All right, later.